This is Tama Tonga,
Tonga Loa,
and Hikuleo,
the Bullet Club, and you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Raya and the Pain in the Ass Choppy on the Rant EM Radio. And that's just too sweet.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, recorded in front of a live studio audience.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo.
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Woo, yeah.
See my one arm drumming?
That was really good.
That was dope.
That was truly awe inspiring.
What has seven arms and sucks?
I don't know.
The drummer from Def Leppard.
Ooh.
I mean, he wasn't really doing anything special. He had an apparatus that helped him. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. What's up, Paul Dube, the chef? Shaylin, Richie, cause he rich.
Richie!
Anybody see Richie?
Richie in the house!
Shaylin from the Shaolin. Mr. Justin Anderson from Inclusive Breakdown doing double duty. Thank you for joining me again.
Thank you.
You listen to Inconclusive every Sunday, live on the show. Well, not live, but it's recorded on the Shining Wizards Network. One of the best fucking shows on the planet right now is Inconclusive Breakdown. Those are my peoples. Support them. Support everybody. Welcome to another episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, episode, I think, 305? I think we're at 305, 304? I don't even know.
Let me look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up.
Let's see. I just had it up.
You just had it up?
That's what she said.
Oh, no, it's 305.
It's 305.
It is 305. I just saw it. Because I have last week's episode queued up from...
Yeah, it is 305. You're correct. See?
From my Gino Hernandez picture.
I did my idiot check.
Did you listen to last week's episode?
I did not get a chance to do it yet, but I shall when I get a chance.
Yeah.
Did you see the... Well,
anyway, anyways. I'm the Impact player, Mr. Philly Raya. Joining me, as always, my tag team partner in crime...
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
The racist!
R-A-Y-Cist!
Choppy.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Yes, I am.
You like that Bullet Club drop, huh, buddy?
You like that name?
You like this hat?
You better like this hat.
You like this hat?
Sure, you better like this hat. That's no lie.
It's my goal in life to meet Tama before he retires. I must meet Tama.
Oh, man. Anyway, we're live on Rant Ian Radio, rantentertainmentmedia.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. And it is May the 16th, I believe?
17th.
17th?
Mm-hmm.
2019. Mm-hmm. We're just moving along here. Mm. Moving along. How have you been, man? I spoke to you a couple times this week, but I haven't seen you in 2 weeks, so. Has treats.
It's been great.
It's been great,
no,
huh?
No, it hasn't.
No?
With sun swallowing glass.
Yeah, Logan swallowed glass. He likes to chew on broken phones.
And Landon getting pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
And then Logan getting an ear infection again. You know, it's just great.
Yeah, your wife was complaining on Facebook about daycare, right? And I had to tell her that it sucks. There's nothing you can do about it.
It just happens.
Because A, kids are not fully developed, their immune systems, A. And B, parents aren't going to leave their fucking kids home when they have to go to work when the kid has the sniffles.
Correct.
Because there's 9 other kids that have the sniffles. It sucks. When Mikey was in pre-K for Mikey was in pre-K for 2 years before kindergarten, and he never got sick. But when he went to school, he was a walking germ bag.
And this is what I told my wife one time. As the moment that Sonny's in the house.
What's up, Sonny Ono?
So the moment that my son gets older and goes to regular school, he'll probably his immune system will be intact to the point that he won't get sick anymore. Because that's what happened to me when I went to like regular school. I never got sick.
That's why when we were kids and like the neighbor's kid had like chicken pox, your mom made you play with them.
Yeah.
Because then you can catch it and you're done.
Yeah, you're done.
Right. So that kind of thing. And speaking of Sonny, thank you for joining us, Sonny Ono. Sonny Ono was at Miku-san's place the night.
Oh, nice.
The night Fale was there.
That's awesome, dude.
And we missed all of it to go watch fucking Kaiju Big Battle.
Well, you want
to
know
something? I was giving Rob shit yesterday. I'm like, yeah, thanks. I was stuck watching the Dust Bunny get crucified by Dr. Cube.
But you want to know something? You guys suck for leaving Mr. Sonny Ono by himself, you know?
I didn't even know Sonny was going.
The originator of the selfie!
But I didn't even know Fale. When Rob got Fale and Chase Owens and their friend, the seats, we just all assumed that we were going to hang out with them for a little while and then head to Kaiju because we had to meet Matt Spock and my brother in Queens. The problem was, though, is that Miku-san, his place is like a appointment only. Like it's
like the size of a shoebox.
And it's dope. And it's apparently a hot spot if you eat sushi. So, of course, we go the night everybody fucking shows up. Him and Ultimo Dragon were there. And don't even get me started. Sonny, I'm sorry I missed you, pal. I hope your son still likes our t-shirt. I hope things are well with you. I want to get you back on the show soon. If you listen, hit me up. But it's been... So Bullet Club did a drop for us at War of the Worlds. So Rob's friend did it for us. So thank you so much.
Hey, Tama, all the Tongans.
We'll tell you, Tama Tonga, Tangaloa, and Hikuleo.
Hikuleo.
All three did a drop for us. The Gorillas of Destiny.
You guys are too sweet.
Too sweet. Thank you so much.
By the way, I downloaded your No Name Tim track. It was fantastic.
Adam's in the room.
Adam's in the house!
Let me tell you something about Adam. Adam, if you're listening, he is a really good musician, man.
He's pretty good.
He is dope.
He's coming here Sunday.
I heard. I didn't even know you had people over.
Good. She just came. We just did it. Like I don't know.
She texted me. She's like, "Are you coming Sunday?" I'm like, "I'm going to be at NXT." She's like, "Oh,
yeah." I forgot your NXT was on the same day.
I invited you. You didn't. I was going to buy you a ticket.
I know, but it's I know.
Strap
for cash. You know how it is.
I would have bought you the ticket. I told you that.
I know, but
anyway. We're going to Asbury Park. Everybody go to Bozo. Anyway, so maybe we'll come afterwards.
Maybe you'll see.
Oh Christ!
The Undisputed Era.
I hope I see. I saw my son today. Actually, we had lunch. We're hanging out after school, and I said, I hope I see a title change at a house show, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it won't happen.
No, it won't happen. I just like to, you know.
But you know, it's. Oh, look who it is!
Me want screw!
Me want screw face!
Yogi! Yogi! I don't even care that Elaine's not in the room. I'm just playing it because Rob is in the room. I don't care. Thumbstick Ninjas, by the way, Mr. Mandingo himself, Roberto. Thumbstickninjas.com, cheap plug, hit the bell. You know what's funny? We did an episode of Ghetto Geek Squad a little while ago, and we only used the bell once. I said, you know why we use the bell once? Because Choppy's not here.
Well. Speaking of Mr. Farley, Did you see the tribute that Adam Sandler did on the SNL last week?
No, I heard about it. I heard it was really good. Yeah, so that good, huh?
Heart wrenching. Oh my god.
The birthday girl's in the room.
Fuck her. No, I'm kidding. Happy birthday.
Stop it.
Happy birthday.
I don't know, Rob. Is it? I'm asking you, dude. I don't. You know, you guys are like ninjas. Yes, Kathy. Happy birthday, baby girl. If you guys want a good laugh, Kathy was on The Wizards on Tuesday.
I saw it. I heard it.
I watched it on my home.
I heard it.
Kathy killed it. She was awesome. Choppy is Mr. Cyst.
Of course I am. I'm the human cancer.
Yeah. So I told Kathy was celebrating her birthday tonight. So she said she's going to join us. We don't do the Skype gimmick anymore, so she wanted to call in, but we don't do the Skype anymore.
You want to know why? Because it sucks.
It does suck.
It's a piece of shit.
There's no interface, nothing. We're around. We're lurking because you're ninjas. That's the whole thing. Man. Get it? Ninjas. But, yeah. But happy birthday to Kathy. And
Kathy, you're not that much older than me. I think
Kathy's 38.
Is she? Oh, so she's just 3 years.
Couple years.
No, not that much.
Not that much.
No.
We'll see. Kathy.
I thought Matt Bowman.
Yeah.
Was actually, I thought he was 2 years older than me. Turns out he's 3 years older. Than
3 years older. Okay.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So they did. They did two episodes this week. So go to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. ShiningWizards.com.
God bless those guys.
Shane
Taylor, Mr. Mass Transit himself, called in.
Shane Taylor called in, and they had Gino Gatz.
Gino Gatz, yeah.
And last night so it's a good week for podcasting, man.
I made fun of the guy for being as big as he is, Shane Taylor.
I'm a fan, dude. I don't know if you don't like him, but
You know what it is? Maybe because he doesn't look like your typical stereotypical wrestler. You know what I'm saying?
No, not a current wrestler.
Not like a fit guy. You know?
You're 100% right.
So, and maybe I got to get accustomed to seeing him a lot more often in the ring. From what I saw at G1, nothing special. No offense to him. No offense to him. Maybe that's what he was. That was his marching orders, and that was it.
A lot of the big guys can go. I mean, I don't know how long their longevity is going to be in the ring, but like, you know.
So, well, what I didn't know was him and Keith Lee are very good friends.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I love Keith Lee, by the way.
He came back, by the way.
I know, I saw.
Fantastic.
I saw.
So,
yes, Kathy, I've been inviting you to come out to Staten Island for a gazillion years, and you never come out, so.
And that sounds like a you problem.
I invited her to Space Mountain. I invited her to.
Really?
No, you know what I mean. I invited her out here to hang out. What's up, Neil?
I'm actually, after listening to that interview, it was actually really good, very well done. I think I'm starting to become a fan of Shane Taylor. He's a really, very well spoken, very, very intelligent man.
Yeah, he was in some prolific matches last year, too.
Was he?
Yeah, with Punishment Martinez and those guys. He was always.
Who could forget?
No, what I mean was he was always in the TV title hunt, you know? And he was in the tag team, too, with. The fuck was the other guy's name? I totally forgot now. I'm sorry. Cool. Keith, Shane Taylor, he was in a tag team last year. I forget who he was with, though. And it doesn't matter. I digress.
I'm just happy for the guy has, a contract with Ring of Honor. He's just... A lot of these guys are signed now. You know, a lot of these guys that you think are, you know, just doing one-shots here and there with Ring of Honor are actually signed now.
Right, because, I mean, you know, Ring of Honor took a bit of a shot in the arm when they're... Let's not get it twisted. The Bucks weren't their money maker, but they made money with the Bucks. They made money with Kenny Omega. They made money with Cody, but it wasn't their bread and butter.
Their bread and butter was, to me, in my opinion, their bread and butter at one point was Truth Martini and Jay Lethal.
And it still is.
And the Briscoe
and
Brothers.
Because
that's their mainstays right there. Those are the guys that have been there since, day one. And God bless them.
Yeah. But they still have a working agreement with New Japan and Mexico. So, I mean, and the NWA. So it's like... I'm telling you, man.
Wrestling's on fire.
It's on fire. And we've been saying this for a long fucking time. And we'll get into AEW in a few minutes. I really want to talk about AEW because I've been saying this for fucking months now about that. But anyway, yeah, ROH is still good. And you have – there's no – all right. You know what? We'll just segue into it. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
You know, so obviously AEW gets the Warner Brothers deal. Yes, Shaylin, I did watch the documentary. I'll talk about that in a minute. The Wu-Tang doc. I didn't see the doc. I didn't see it yet. Neil, I heard it was amazing. What's up, Chris? What's up, Big Tone?
Chris,
what's up, Big Tone? Chris,
Big Tone is in the house too. Why?
Big Tone is doing double duty. He joined us before too.
Damn, dude! Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you very much for hanging out with us tonight. So,
just so you know, Chris, Mr. Wonderful won that match.
Ring that bell. AEW gets the contract with Time Warner, Warner Brothers for the have their Tuesday Night Dynamite show.
Is it being called Tuesday Dynamite? Or
they bought the rights to that name.
I saw that. So what I'm saying is they haven't announced the name.
They haven't announced it yet.
What I do know is that TNT apparently is not pushing for the ratings. They don't give a shit about the ratings. I think they're asking at least.
They just have it at wrestling's back on TNT.
Correct. But yeah. I also read that the minimum that they're asking right now in terms of viewers.
Oh, look who's in the room. Jimmy Ferrari from the Brooklyn Blast Furnace. You know where Jimmy is?
I'm over here now.
That's right. That's for you, Jimmy.
I'm over here now.
Jimmy's going to be on the podcast, so I got to work it out with him.
So the minimum viewership they want is like 400,000 a show. That's all they're asking for, which is nothing. That's nothing.
Again, and I said this I put this on a page like a few minutes ago, like yesterday, and I was like, yo, there's no more competition.
There is.
No one's going to compete. You just have alternatives now.
That's what I keep telling people. There's this one guy. You know the deaf gentleman that I tell you about all the time? He's a huge
wrestler. Yeah.
I told him, he was like, oh, yeah, WWE's going to go down now. I was like, dude, chill.
Yeah,
I was like, chill the fuck out. WWE is not going anywhere.
Right.
They're a global juggernaut. They're in business for life. They're not going anywhere.
Right. There's no competition.
They have different forms of media, whether it's films, whether it's games, whether it's fucking wrestling.
They make movies.
Everything.
Yeah, they're a conglomerate.
They're an umbrella of different branches of media.
Right.
So they're not going anywhere.
Right.
Now, if you were to tell me, hey, AEW might have some better storylines than WWE, you might be right about that. Now, the thing is, if they can get sponsorships, if they could get, viewerships. Now, the only thing that I think they need to try to get is maybe, because I saw the price tag on their pay-per-views coming up. It's supposed to be $50 every pay-per-view. It's kind of pricey.
Well, we're going to be watching Double or Nothing with the crew next week on Strong Island. So we'll probably, I want to do, we'll definitely preview it next Friday. And maybe we'll do something that day. Maybe we'll podcast out there. We'll do something if I get the equipment out there. But we'll all be out there with the brothers. And it's gonna be a good time.
A great time.
But the thing is, with the reason why the pay per views are so much is because there's two different feeds now.
Correct.
You have the HD feed. You have the, so it's gonna make the buys. But Fight's gonna carry it. So all these.
If you have the Fight Network app, you can just download it on there, and it's a lot cheaper.
You can watch it anywhere. Like I was talking to my stepson today, and his dad was like, if Mikey wasn't coming with us next week, his dad like I would have bought it from on a tablet. That's how accessible these things are now. But it's going to be a good card. We'll preview it next week, and we'll talk about the matches. We'll break them down. There's a lot of good matches on there. Really good matches on there, man. I mean, there's one.
There's Goldust and Cody.
Yeah, Jericho and Omega. You got the Bucks defending the Mexican titles against the Lucha Brothers.
Which is the main event, by the way.
That is the main event?
Okay. I was looking at the card. That might be the main event.
You got Hangman Page versus Pac.
Which is going to be amazing.
Yeah, man. You got SoCal Uncensored against some other team. I've got the name of them already. There's a bunch of cats on there. It's going to be a good time. The women's fight is going to be on there. There's a bunch of stuff.
I just can't wait until they finally crown a world heavyweight champion. Because, I'm a mark for belts. You know how I am for belts.
So, the thing is with the TV deal, they didn't announce the day, but we're just assuming it's going to be Tuesday night.
We know it's in October of this year.
Correct. We know it's in October. We know it's probably going to be on Tuesdays. They have enough time to put out another pay-per-view and to start doing the whole. I don't think the belts. You and I are more concerned with the belts than they are. The belts aren't probably going to be a focal point for a minute. They just want to get established. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Rob asked me this question last night. Okay. And I told Rob, soon as I answered him, I said, I'm going to ask Choppy the same thing because I feel like there's a really good show question. And Rob kind of – because Rob said to me last night, we were talking about Sunday because we're going to NXT. And he said – let me see. Hold on one second. Let me see where it is here. He said, is AEW legit yet? Okay. So I answered, on paper, 100%. Will it translate to a weekly TV show on Tuesday nights in 2019? Who knows? I'm bringing up the Choppy tomorrow night.
Okay.
And he said, that's crazy. They're on TNT. Elite's going to show up on the drama commercial gimmicks. So here's my question to you. And then, again, they have a TV deal. Are they legit?
Yes.
They are.
And I'll tell you why. They did a press conference at Madison Square Garden. It's a big deal.
Anything at the Garden's a big deal.
That's a big deal already because it's the arena of arenas right there. They're going to TNT, which 20 years ago had a wrestling program on there.
Right.
Right? If they do well with this program in terms of ratings and sponsorships or whatever, Who knows? Maybe they'll come out with a second show. Maybe you never know. But right now, let's focus on the fact they have to focus on their one show. They have to focus on building their current roster that they have of guys and girls as well. And let's focus on just making compelling storylines and compelling characters. Because we as the fans, we need to be invested on these characters. And if we're not invested, then you really don't have a good product. You need to have a good bad guy. You need to have great good guys to go up against these bad guys. And that, essentially, this is what wrestling is. It's a male soap opera that's sports oriented, if you think about it.
Yeah.
So what I do like that Tony Khan was talking about in on Jericho's podcast is that wins and losses are going to matter in this promotion. I want to see how that translates on TV. If they do matter, let's see what happens. You know, that's interesting to me. That piques my interest. And I can't wait for AEW to start because it's more wrestling.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a couple months, and the thing that intrigued us the most was that they are emphasizing on wins and losses, more story-driven based storylines, story-driven angles, I should say, and they're actually going to give you, like Choppy said, an alternative. There's a lot of alternatives. I'm going to talk about New Japan in a
minute. So much. So much.
Even WWE's NXT, like there's so many things you can watch. Is Pro Wrestling Guerrilla still around? You got Evolve. There's so many fucking feds,
there's
Rev Pro. There's
Progress.
All the Euro promotions. Like, there's wrestling on every fucking continent now, man. You can find stuff. Thank you, Bruce, by the way. I really appreciate that. Thanks for the love. There's a lot of stuff going on. You just have to find it.
Yeah, and it's not very hard to find.
Because
the internet is so vast that you can find anything. Anything and everything is on the internet. So, like you said, we have NXT. If you don't like Raw and SmackDown, you have NXT, which is a completely different product than what Raw and SmackDown offers right now. We have Impact Wrestling, which is doing pretty well from what I hear. We have Ring of Honor. You have New Japan. You have PWG. You have Evolve. You have CZW. You have
CZW.
You have fucking AEW coming out in October. There's so much New Japan. There's so much
New Japan. All Japan. All the Joshi promotions. Stardom.
DDT. Oh my god. There's so much.
Yeah.
God.
Stardom. Noah. Ice. Ribbon. Ice Ribbon. I think it's called. There's a bunch of Joshi promotions.
So
too.
Much.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit going on.
I mean, like, there's no reason why you should be complaining about it. If you don't like the WWE product, watch something else.
Big Tone Jericho is no longer champion, so he ain't bringing any titles over there. And I don't think New Japan's has any working agreement with AEW yet. Only CMLL at this point.
Yeah, right? I think with Jericho being, I don't think so, dude. I don't think he's gonna win the title from Okada. Would it be cool? It'd be cool, but I don't think he'd probably drop the title like a week.
I'd like to know how Jericho still got to work with. I mean, that had to be in his contract,
of course.
I mean, how do you? I mean, he's. Let me say something. For him to show up again, that was a, and I was kind of sour on him. I'm like, I mean, don't get me wrong. For me, Jericho is more like a novelty now. Like, I know he put on some good matches.
He's what was the term?
An attraction.
Yeah, that's okay. Exactly.
That's more like it.
Because he's like Andre the Giant now. Not Andre the Giant, but like, you know, he's an attraction like Andre was or Undertaker or Goldberg or
right.
Lesnar, whatever, you know.
Right.
And Jericho, to me, in terms of his age. Probably one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
He's pushing 50.
Almost 50.
If not 50 already.
He'll be 49 this year.
He cut a promo, I think yesterday or today, on social media about he's in his gym working. He's like, well, Kenny's out there with a suit and tie. I'm in the gym kicking ass, waiting to fight you next week. You know? So, I mean, it's intriguing. They put on a great match, that first match. So I'm happy for that, you know?
I just hope that they don't. Well, my concern is the you know how everyone's almost a vice president in the company, like fucking Cody's a vice president, fucking like
Kenny, Brandy's the marketing promoter, yeah.
Like all these vice presidents are wrestling in the company. I mean, that kind of scares me a little bit because
that's what Double A said. It's WCW-ish. We had an inmate training asylum.
Let's see if Kenny Omega does right by their.
Yeah, let's see it first. Let's not. Make any assumptions.
WCW, okay, even though WCW, the inmates were running the asylum, we still had a pretty good product from like 96 to about like 98, 99.
Right.
It wasn't terrible.
No.
But by 2000, that's when shit started going
correct.
Down.
Correct. So I don't want to, you can't really make a comparison to something that you haven't seen
yet. We can formulate an opinion about a show that has not started yet.
I was at All In, And I could,
you were impressed.
And I could tell you that if it's anything like All In, and you saw All In the day I got back.
It was good.
And, I mean, everybody saw it at this point. But if it's if the pay-per-view is formatted, and Joey Janela is fighting on it.
Joey Janela's on there?
Yes.
Is he in the Battle Royal? He's actually got a match.
I think he has a match.
Oh, that's fantastic. God bless him.
So
Jersey's own.
Jersey's own. Yeah! The Bad Boy is going to be on TNT. Oh, that's our guy. Like, Joey's a local guy. Like, that's fucking amazing, man.
Can you believe... I know this is not changing subject. Can you believe that Jay Lethal main evented Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, and we also saw the Great Muta that night too.
Oh yeah, that's right. The Great Muta was there. Oh, did you know that Juice and Thunder Liger was there too,
dude? Oh no, bro.
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 Did you know that Haku was there?
Yes, Haku was there too, sir. Yes, he was, sir. Seriously though, let's see it. Let's see it, man.
I want to see it. Let's bring it!
On paper, it looks 100% legit. I want to see it on TV.
Dude, it's backed by a billionaire. It's going to be fine.
Who's a mark for wrestling.
Exactly.
MJF is on there, too. Local.
Oh, that's right.
Long Island.
Yeah, man.
And Haku. Yes, Rob. We just mentioned Haku.
Awesome. Masa!
Masa Domingo.
Man.
Okay, terrific.
I'm excited for just another promotion.
Yeah.
Another American promotion out there.
And
hopefully it becomes a global entity one day. Not now, obviously.
I just hope that we get more good stories. We get Kenny Omega in the States. Like, that for me, that's a big deal.
I've yet to see Kenny Omega live. I heard he's amazing.
We're going to see Kenny Omega in the States. Like,
you know how heartbroken I was when I found out that he was not going to be a G1?
Yeah.
Dude, I was like, yeah, we're going to see Kenny Omega. And then all of a sudden, hey.
Because we've seen the Bucks. What's up, Pastor Sadell?
We met the fucking Bucks. Remember me and you and Mike?
Jesus!
Me in the parking lot, yeah.
Yeah, we were walking by. Yo, Bucks, I hope you have a good night. Thank you so much for the match.
And then we met them at the meet and greet.
Yeah.
And Mikey still talks about it.
We met the Hung Bucks.
The Hung Bucks, that's right. That's right, we met the Hung Bucks. And Mikey still talks about it.
Adam Page is one of the nicest human beings in the world. I thought he was going to be a dick.
They genuinely love what they do. And they genuinely love the fans. And that's why they're millionaires now, because the Bucks made their money off the fans. They shilled all their shit. They made
And there's nothing wrong with that.
LJN figures now. They got Funko.
I want the LJN figures. You saw
those
things?
They're out.
Those things are beautiful.
They got 400 million t-shirts. They have their own fucking web series. They have their own music. They have their own fucking sneakers and jackets.
They play video games with the New Day. It's great.
They made themselves viable without the WWE banner.
And they're still in their prime.
So, again, let's... And you know what's going to happen? I think they're going to not make it all about them. I think they're going to put everybody else over. They don't have to win these titles. I mean, it'd be cool if Jericho and Omega swap the belt. It'd be cool if Hangman Page fucks them all over and takes the belt eventually. That's what we're looking for. But we have options. Options are what makes this whole experience of even with us doing the show worthwhile, the first hour of our show anyway.
I was just thinking, like...
Hey, Christine, how are you? Both sign girls are in
the... Yes, they are. Hello.
Hello there.
So, I'm so excited to see this new belt. You know how I am about belts. I love belts.
I think the only ones that give a shit about belts are me, you, and Shining Wizards, Tony.
I love belts.
With belt marks.
We love belts.
Yeah, I can...
I've been told, I've read rumors, that the belt is going to look like the Mid-South heavyweight title.
Don't tease me.
That's what I heard.
Don't
the one that Magnum wore? That's what I hear.
Dude, don't tease me.
That's what I hear. It's supposed to look like that.
Don't tease
that
me.
That massive fucking belt is going to look, that's going to be the AEW title. Supposedly.
Don't tease me.
I hope that's what it is.
Don't tease me.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great, as you say.
The Mid-South heavyweight title is going to be...
Don't tease me.
I'm already jizzing right now. Okay, terrific.
Wow.
We got... Oh, man.
Okay, terrific.
So, on to the next topic. I'm just excited for wrestling. What are your thoughts on... I'm sorry. Forgetting
your mind. IAEW. You want to do New Japan real quick? I just want to recap the Super Juniors.
Please.
I know you haven't been watching. I just want to...
No, please do.
I watched the first night. I was talking to Rob last night. I got to catch up.
What do you think?
You know... It's the Super Juniors. You can't go wrong. But it's been great. So, let's see. Night 4, May 16th. Robbie Eagles is beats Narita. Yo from the Tempura Boys, remember? Mm-hmm. Topanga 3K.
Yeah,
beats Bandido. That's you.
Stop.
They're pushing him. Yeah, yeah, they're pushing him.
Wow.
Phantasmo defeats Bushi. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Man. Will Ospreay beats Rocky Romero. Kind of figured that.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Because yeah, Rocky's just there for show at that point.
Rocky's just there to put guys on.
Taguchi beats Doki.
Taguchi won?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's the B block.
Taguchi's like in his 40s. Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. I got up the other day. I was watching it because I wasn't feeling well. I took Monday off. And, you know, anyway. But, yeah, I watched the first night. It was pretty cool. Mean Gene and Christopher Daniels. Yeah.
You know what, Rob? I think it's fantastic that Tama called me a pain in the ass. You want to know something? It's my goal in life to meet that man before he retires. I need to meet Tama Tonga.
Yeah, well, next time we go to ROH, you're going to need to come with us.
Yeah.
And do the meet and greets.
G-O-D.
G-O-D,
for baby. Life, baby.
For life. Too sweet.
We don't really need gorillas. Yeah, I love that song.
The people that have given us drops so far, like, forget it.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Right, Mean Gene, the Bucks,
Jimmy Valiant,
Sonny Ono, Little Egypt, Sam Roberts,
G.O.D.'s,
yep, too sweet.
All we need now is Kenny Omega to drop.
Kenny Omega!
Could you imagine if Okada did it for us? Oh, how about Milky Way? The Switchblade!
Okay, terrific.
Rob's favorite wrestler.
Stan Hansen, that's right.
Yeah, Stan Hansen. Damn. Triple Crown Champion, you held it! You motherfucker, you held it!
I did, and I got drunk and had cookies in the same night, too.
God bless you.
God, it was such a good night.
God bless you.
Cookies and Stan Hansen. And
the Triple Crown.
And rot gut fucking Japanese vodka was fantastic. Fantastic.
Truly tremendous.
I quit watching wrestling if Switchblade plugs you.
Jay, why? Oh, man.
Will you stop?
So, so thoughts on, was that it for the Super Juniors?
That's it for the Super Juniors. It's still going on. I think there's a match. Let me see. Let me just check the New Japan. I have the New Japan feed up, New Japan World. Today's the 17th?
Yes.
All right, so 5:30 a.m. They have another one tomorrow, the 18th. So there's an 18th and the 19th. There's two more nights. So it's pretty cool. I'll post if anything interesting happens, but okay. I'll be watching them early in the morning.
So,
Mott Spock's in the room. What up, Motty?
Hello, sir. Thoughts on, I can't believe this is going to be happening.
What's that?
Thoughts on a 53-year-old Goldberg versus a 55-year-old Undertaker at Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia? I have no words. I mean, I have to have words because everybody wants our opinion. They've been asking about it. I don't care, really. I know why they're doing it. I don't care, really. I understand.
If this was 15 years ago, I would have given a shit. Now it's not.
You know what pisses me off about other cultures? About wrestling fans and other or rich people in general, like, you know, money marks, because what the Arab princes are, they're really just money marks. Like, they have the internet, they know that these guys aren't fucking relevant. So why would you pay them a gazillion dollars to fly to your hometown in Saudi Arabia and have a not so good match? Like, Goldberg will come correct. I thought Goldberg was serviceable a couple of years ago when they brought him back. Make a face all you want, but he was for the limited ability that he already had. He's still in shape. Like, he still did the spear, he still did the fucking jackhammer, he was still Goldberg. However, Undertaker has not had a fucking good match, I think, since CM Punk.
Yeah,
is that fair to say?
It's more than fair. You know why? Because CM Punk made him look like $1 million.
So did Triple H.
Yeah.
So did Triple H.
So you want to know something?
We'll watch it because...
You can watch it. I ain't watching that shit.
Well, for the show, I'm going to watch it.
You watch it for the show, buddy.
Yeah. Good job. Well, one of us has to be a fucking team player here.
Fuck you, jerk off. Fucking mook. Wow!
You like this?
People are going to pay.
You better like this.
Those motherfuckers in Saudi Arabia are going to pay millions of dollars to see a 5-minute match.
That's exactly what they're doing.
5 fucking minutes! Are you serious right now? 5 minutes?
They should have this guy.
The fuck is us? Oh. Humble.
I would pay to see that motherfucker come back.
Well, we're going to talk about him tonight because he's in the pay-per-view, which is pretty dope.
Could you imagine him come back at 70?
Shining Wizards Tony in the room. What up, T?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I heard you on Tuesday. You sounded very sexy.
Him and his fucking old man glasses?
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Fuck him with his glasses, but he's still a great guy.
Fuck it.
I like Tony. Not very much, but I do like him.
Not very much.
I love him.
We got to have the Wizards. We should do a Wizards, like a Christmas party, except for the anniversary show. We should have him back for the anniversary show.
Oof.
Tony, let's do that. Let's do it for July.
When
Wizards and the throwbacks get together, it's a fucking party. Ooh, 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 ooh. So maybe we'll do that for the anniversary this year. We'll get together. Well, Tony, let's work that out, man. Anyway, I'm not too whatever, man. I'm indifferent. I don't care. I know why they're doing it. It's just stupid. It's really stupid, dude.
It's stupid. I cared if the match was like 15 years ago, but not now. Who cares now?
All right. Well. Ric Flair.
Is he okay?
TMZ posted it was critical, right? So I posted it without saying anything. I just posted it and just left the link there.
Yeah.
Then apparently his son-in-law was on Twitter and was like, whatever Conrad is to him now.
Who, Andrade?
No, Conrad.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Andrade.
Andrade, yeah, him too. But he went in for a procedure, so he wasn't like... Yeah, so
Andrade was like, "Mira, nosotros también y el Ric Flair también."
¿Cómo se dice?
Fuego me, fuego me.
¿Cómo se dice?
¿Cómo se dice? Wow.
¿Cómo se dice?
Wow.
¿Cómo se dice?
Fuck it.
Como se dice?
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, I'm bad. I need you to help me with my high school Spanish, Chop.
Mine is not that good either. It's serviceable.
Isn't Portuguese like broken Spanish? Isn't it like the Creole of Spanish? Like that broken French?
It's Portuguese language is like a toilet being flushed.
Como se dice dreadful?
Dreadful, yes.
Oh, man.
Como se dice uma merda? There you go.
Uma merda. That's pretty funny. Rest in peace, Ashley Mazzaro.
Oh, man.
39 years old. Ashley was almost a guest on Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Oh, God.
She was supposed to come on like 3-4 years ago. I talked to her that day. We were all set up for the thing. I was going to do the interview prior to the show so we could pre-record it. She backed out last minute. I don't know what the story is. I heard she had some things going on. I don't know. I can't confirm that. But she was super young and apparently on her way to a comeback, allegedly.
Apparently they released the news that she had committed suicide.
Did she?
She committed suicide, yeah.
Oh, my God. I know she had a lot of problems.
It was a depression issue. Nobody knew that she was depressed, so...
I've had clinical depression legit for the last 3 years. I've been on medication for 2. And I can tell you, like, even days like today, I had a really bad day. Talk to somebody.
That's what they said.
Ex-Choppy, I was outside. I almost we started the show late because I was on the phone with my sister.
Yeah.
Just because I had a bad day and I wanted to talk to my sister. And there are just some certain times where you just have to step away from your life and be like, you know, if something's bothering you, talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And this is I'm not bullshitting you. I'm telling you, it's a fucking your mind is a terrible thing if you let it get to you. You have to talk to somebody and address it. If something bothering you, even if it's the littlest thing, even if you don't think it matters, even if you don't think that it's relevant, talk to somebody.
I couldn't agree more.
I will text him. I will call the girlfriend. I'll call my sister.
You even called my wife.
I called your wife today, actually.
Good.
I called my brother. My brother lost his phone, so I didn't call him today. Fucking jerk off.
I wish I could. You know what it is? I wish I could talk to you more often during the week, just because but it's so busy at my job, man. I feel terrible. Sometimes.
And I'm at work now. My work is really busy. I got more responsibility at work, so like I'm keeping busy.
El jefe.
Speaking of el jefe, fucking Trump was in town yesterday.
Was he really?
Dude, the entire downtown Manhattan looked like fucking Beirut. Legit, they had the fucking federales. They had the fucking the military. We saw Air Force One in Brooklyn flying in.
Really?
Yeah, I was on the FDR coming down. I was, holy shit, man, that's a beautiful fucking plane. So, but getting back to, you know, to that, seriously, I don't care who you, and anybody who's listening, even if you want to talk to one of us, like, I know, I'll blow the fourth wall up. There's a bunch of times where Shaylin will message us, and she had some shit going on. We just, even if we don't, we just listen to people, man.
You need people like us to put your fucking fingers and say, those are the good guys.
Now, what do you know? We got a couple of haters.
Mm. Ooh. Oh, yeah, look.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Virgin.
Is a mook. So, seriously, though, if something's bothering you, if we can help you, talk to one of us. Or talk to a priest, talk to your doctor.
Fuck the priest.
No, no.
Forget the Padres. Just talk to one of your friends.
They closed down the entire fucking city, and I was, thank God I got a ride to the ferry, because I would have been fucking jammed up on that express bus for like a gazillion years. Thank God I made it home in a reasonable hour.
Fuck New York City traffic, bro.
I'm done, man.
How does it take 3 fucking hours to get home from the Bronx, dude?
Yeah.
3 hours. I took the Major Deegan to the FDR, to the BQE, and I got home in three. It took me three.
Then you took the Verrazano, then the Staten Island Expressway.
Oh, it's fantastic. It was just fucking, dude. I left work at 3:15. I was like, yeah, I got out at 3:15. I got home.
I got to your house 6:30. You said you just got home.
Yeah, I got home almost at 6:30, and I'm thinking to myself, Sugar Shane, baby.
Sugar Shane, what's up, Papa?
Yeah,
Sugar Shane. They pulled me right back in, son. Son, where you been, son?
Just when you think you have the answers, I change the fucking questions, goddammit.
Will you stop?
Ooh.
Mm. But the cream rise to the top, oh yeah.
Yeah, seriously, though, I'll stop now, but anything, guys, let us know.
Yeah, please.
Talk to somebody, talk to a professional.
Text us, we respond.
Yeah, talk to a professional if you have to, but again, you're never alone. And I had a conversation with my sister today. My other sister too. I spoke to both my sisters today.
Good
actually.
For you.
And my sister was like, you know, you're never alone. I'm like, no, you're right. But sometimes when you're depressed, you feel like you're alone. Even though there's a million people around you, you feel like you're alone. So trust me, I know the deal, man. I truly know the deal. I know the pain. So Ashley, condolences to your family and to all your colleagues. There's a lot of love for her, man.
You know why it hits home even more. It's just the fact that she's a local girl.
That, and she had a child, I believe, too.
Yeah, she had a kid, too, man.
That's got to suck.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Poor thing.
Yeah. So our condolences to the Mazzaro family and to all of our colleagues, because, again...
And to her fans, too, because she had a lot of fans.
Yeah, yeah. Fans. And she was part of that whole thing, man, in the early 2000s, you know? So.
She was, I believe, the first... she was the second Diva Search winner, because I believe it was... what's her name? Redhead, who won in 2004. And then she became this.
Oh, what did Don Tony call her? Period head?
Period head, I think.
Yeah.
And then Ashley Massaro became the second winner. And then I believe Layla L won the third time.
That's my girl.
I know you do. You like brown sugar.
I do fucking terrible things to her.
You like brown sugar, don't you?
Mm. That's right.
Mm. Virgin.
So, yeah, I mean, rest in peace and condolences to her family. Hopefully, they have enough support at home.
Yeah, man. Seriously, I can't stress you enough how fucked up that is.
Yep. Really. So, on to a more positive note.
Yeah, it feels like you all wearing a lead blanket. Definitely Sugar Shane.
What was that?
When depression. It feels like you're wearing a lead blanket. You're right, dude.
You have like the whole world on your shoulders, and you don't know how to express yourself. And
yeah, no. Trust me, man. I'm there.
I have a younger brother who went through depression, and he, believe it or not, I didn't know this until he told us. Like, when parents got divorced, he got into a deep depression, and he didn't tell anybody. And it was like 10 years of him just being depressed. And I'm surprised he didn't fucking do anything stupid.
Thank God. And all the time he thought he was an asshole. He was just fucked up.
Yeah, he wouldn't. You know how like, and I looked at the symptoms, and everything matched what he was doing. Like, he didn't want to do anything. He just wanted to like lay in bed. He didn't clean up after himself. It was just bad.
Yeah.
And it turns out he was depressed and eventually got the help that he needed. And that was
nothing wrong with it, man. I had to swallow my pride. I was in a really bad situation. I was in a really bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to this professional, I was like, I saw things differently, you know? So, all right. Let's move on. What's the next thing you want to talk about? I saw Ric Flair chopping death. That's pretty funny. Sorry. Good. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. that was funny. So, I saw NXT.
Yeah, me too.
What are your thoughts on the whole, like,
Roddy beating up on the bro? That was pretty cool.
And then the Viking Raiders relinquishing.
Allegedly, yeah.
Relinquishing.
Now they're, like, full-time heels at this point.
Supposedly.
So, allegedly.
Yeah, whatever.
Again, Street Profits coming correct. Told you.
They're going to have a four-way now for the.
I'm not mad at it. When's the next takeover Toronto, right? No, before there's one before that, in June.
It's takeover 25, which
in
is
June.
In
June. They're doing a.
The main event's going to be Adam Cole and Johnny Gargano again.
And what's her face is fighting Shayna Baszler.
Oh, Mia Yim?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay.
I think so, yeah.
So we're going to get new tag team champions officially.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't think the Velveteen Dream has a match yet. But he will eventually. I mean, all the belts are probably going to be online. It's the number 20. It's the 25th takeover.
Too much, man.
So I'm very excited for this takeover. It should be. Oh, it's in Connecticut. I'm sorry. Takeover's in Connecticut.
That's where the pay per view was Sunday too. I think Mohegan Sun, right?
Yes.
Money in the Bank.
Yes, it's in Connecticut. The NXT takeover.
We'll preview Money in the Bank before we go to break.
And I'm fucking excited.
Yeah.
For NXT, man. I mean. Is it fair to say that every time that we have a takeover coming up for NXT, I always get everyone gets excited for one of those. It always comes correct.
War Games.
The War Games, if you will.
If you will.
Oh, man.
Connecticut. Thank you,
Rob.
Yeah,
see, it is Connecticut. So there you go. I'm truly, truly excited for NXT. It's going to be amazing.
We should make a... Well, I've already done a takeover. We should do more takeovers.
I know.
I there's nothing to even dispute that, Chop. There's really nothing.
No, absolutely
really
not.
To dispute that. No, not at all. Anything else going on? NXT UK is fun. I like the factions. I like Walter.
I think we're really big marks for factions.
I like Devlin. That kid Devlin.
Oh, yeah, Finn Balor's a student? Yeah, he's a badass.
He's a bad dude. I like the Russian kid. Ilya, whatever, Dragunov. Dude, he's a fucking beast.
I saw. I finally got to see the match in its entirety. Between Pete Dunne and
Walter from Takeover,
bro. I was right.
We heard those chops upstairs, son.
Bro, when I said hands like frying pans, it's legit, dude. It's like he cups his hand. And literally, dude, I never seen so many fucking welts.
You know he was tag champion with Zack Sabre Jr. in WXW?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Walter?
Yeah, man.
He's going to be champion for a long fucking time.
Yeah, that chick Piper, the heavyset chick,
yes.
I think she's adorable.
She's not bad.
She reminds me of a female Kevin Owens.
She does the
stiffness. She does the cannonball. She's like Kevin Owens
and you said with tits. And you said there's a Portuguese chick now on the
Killer Kelly.
Killer Kelly.
She wears a mouthpiece and she braids the hair like an MFC a UFC fighter. NFC. I'm listening to fucking
Killer
Smith and Wesson.
Kelly. Let's take a look at this.
Yeah, she's a
fucking gypsy.
She's a gypsy.
Oh, her real name is Raquel Lorenzo, which is
definitely a Portuguese name.
That's definitely Portuguese. She's only 27 years old.
Yep.
And she has been the WXW Women's Champion for Germany.
Yes.
Wow.
WXW is on point. It's a good promotion.
Wow. Look at us.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a...
Oh, you know who she fought? Robbie Brookside's kid. You know Robbie Brookside?
I didn't even know he had a kid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's good. She was in Stardom.
Holy shit. She got trained there. I didn't even know there was a wrestling school in fucking Portugal.
Yeah, probably one.
Bruno Bammer Brito trained her. Wow.
Yeah, she fought... And then she fought Brookside's kid, and then get interrupted by Jazzy Gabbert. Yo,
I can't, dude.
I'm telling you, they're coming correct.
I think I might finally have somebody from my. Besides, just incredible, but you know, finally somebody from my country.
Listen, it can't be all fucking football all day, son.
Thank God.
Right?
Fuck football.
You're not a big soccer fan, which
fuck
is,
it,
which is weird to me, man.
Fuck it,
which is weird because your brother's a big soccer fan.
Fuck him.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
No, I don't. I'm not a fan of soccer. I respect it, but I can't sit through 90 minutes of like people just going back and forth.
It depends on who's playing. Like a Premier League game, I can watch. I can't watch the fucking.
Sometimes the
La Liga, I can't watch any of those fucking.
Like, I'd rather watch paint dry.
Yeah.
Than watch soccer.
You're not the. You're the reason why. Not you personally, but your viewership is the reason why. Soccer isn't as popular in North America as it is all over the world. It's the number one sport outside of the U.S.
It's the number one global sport.
Right. And it's popular here now. Like, my godson plays, my niece and nephew are in traveling tournaments.
There's a lot of soccer. Like, my neighbors across over here.
Amazing. There's a Staten Island's full of soccer moms.
Yeah. Tons of soccer people. You know, Staten Island. But I'm just not a fan.
No, sorry. I'm a Chelsea guy, Sugar Shane. Keep that fucking man you shit to yourself.
My brother is Arsenal.
Arsenal. My boy Dave's an Arsenal fan. Yeah. But keep that man you shit and Man City shit to yourself.
And
son.
My boy
Chelsea blue all day, daddy.
My brother in Cristiano Ronaldo, he's the leading Italy. He's kicking ass in Italy right now.
Why wouldn't he?
That motherfucker is the number one player in the world right now.
In the world right now, 100%. Anything else? Because I got some other stuff, too.
No, let's talk about the card for next... Was it next...
Sunday.
It's this Sunday.
It's Sunday, Money in the Bank. Daniel Bryan and Rowan versus the Usos for the SmackDown Tag Championship.
They're going to keep the belts. They just got it.
Tony Nese versus Daivari.
Tony Nese is going to keep that.
Me too. Samoa Joe versus Ray Ray. You see Dominic? Not Dominic from Ridgewood.
I was going to say Dominic from Ridgewood!
No. Dominic.
He's tall, dude. He's a
big
kid.
He's a beast.
I think Rey Mysterio is going to get the belt.
Who wins the men's Money in the Bank match?
Can you give me a list of who's on that?
Yes. Let's see.
Keep going.
Oh, come on, shit dick.
There you go.
All right, it's Andrade, Ricochet, Finn Balor, Sami Zayn. What's this guy's name again?
Drew McIntyre.
Baron Corbin, Ali, and Randall K. Orton, who married a chick from Queens, by the way.
Did he really?
Yeah, she was on the table for three.
I think who wins that match, you're going to call me crazy. You're going to think I'm nuts. It's going to be Sami Zayn.
I'm taking Randall K.
Really? No!
Yep.
Randy Orton?
Yep.
He won it already.
So what?
And he cashed it on Daniel Bryan.
Didn't Edge win it twice?
No. He won it once, and then he stole it from fucking Mr. Kennedy.
Mr. Kennedy!
What a great gimmick.
Oh, yeah. What's up, boss man? Double A's
in the house?
All right.
By the way, nice Salute Your Shorts reference on your page, my friend. That was a great, great show. All right, who wins the women's match?
So the women's Money in the Bank is Carmella, Naomi, Natty, Bailey. Oh, Nikki Cross, my future baby mama.
She replaces Alexa Bliss, by the way.
Alexa Bliss, who's hurt. Brooke. What's her name? Brooke. Big Lips.
Dana Brooke.
Amber Moon, and who's this other chick with the blonde hair? Dish Rag?
Mandy Rose. So, I'm going to have to agree with Shiny Wizard Tony on this one.
Yeah?
Dana Brooke is going to win it.
Dana Brooke?
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm going to take Bailey.
Okay. That's fair. She looks like she's becoming a heel now.
Yeah.
A little heelish lately.
I like that gimmick. This is fucked up. Becky Lynch has to defend against Lacey Evans and Charlotte.
I think she drops the belt to Charlotte, and then she beats Lacey.
I think Lacey beats her, and she beats Charlotte.
Okay.
But Charlotte beats her up so bad, she has to drop it to Lacey.
And that's what Tony said. Shiny was Tony said.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he said the same shit.
I didn't listen to the whole show. I should have. Steel Cage. This is good. This is where a cage match means something.
The Miz is going to win this.
Right. Miz versus Shane McMahon. I like The Miz.
Roman Reigns versus Elias. I think Elias is going to win.
Elias might win with help from Vince.
I think somebody. Elias is going to win that one.
Yeah. How about Kofi Kingston and Kevin Owens?
Oh, man. This is how I see it pan out.
I don't think Kofi's losing anytime soon, though.
I think this is what I see how I see it panning out. I see Sami Zayn winning the Money in the Bank briefcase. Kevin Owens loses. And then after a grueling match with Kevin Owens, I think Sami Zayn tried to cash it in on Kofi. And we might see a new WWE champion.
Yeah?
With Sami Zayn. I think so.
I don't know, man. I think Kofi's going to win. I don't think Kevin Owens is going to win the belt right away. I want him to.
Not Kevin Owens. I'm talking about like Sami Zayn's going to win it.
Sami Zayn's going to win the belt, yeah?
He's going to
cash in that night?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I'm thinking, dude. It's just a funny feeling.
Damn, man.
He's been doing really well with those fucking promos of his, man.
I'm digging those. And, of course, Seth Rollins versus AJ.
Seth Rollins is going to win.
Seth Rollins
and AJ's can be, AJ, I don't know if you've seen it, but AJ's been kind of healing it up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah.
You like that heel? You better like this heel. It ain't no lie. So, yeah, that's your Money in the Bank pay-per-view. What do you think, partner?
I think I'll miss the first hour of it because I'll be in NXT.
That's okay.
But
you'll be enjoying a much better show.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll stop by on the way home.
Sure.
With the boys.
Sure.
See what's up.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, man. I'm excited.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
You better be excited.
Like, you better be excited.
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
Let me see if anything else is going on. Let me just check the website right quick. I think that's it, man. I think that's it.
Whatever tickles your fancy.
Whatever's tickling the tits. I think that's it, man. There's nothing really going on. I mean, we talked about it. And, oh, the Tom McGee thing.
Wait, what's up with that? I don't even know what's going on with that documentary.
So,
is that on the network?
Yes.
What's it about?
Okay, so back in 89, was it 89 or 80? I forget what day it was. No, it was 80. It's earlier than that. Tom McGee was a powerlifter, weightlifting champion from Canada who was trained by Stu Hart.
Okay.
Big, good-looking kid. He was like 6'5", 275.
Jesus.
And he was like the Canadian Hulk Hogan. They had him build as like the Canadian Hulk Hogan. This kid, he was like very – he did like – he was agile. He was a power guy, but he did flips and cartwheels and shit. He was big. Vince didn't want to put him on TV because of Hogan. So they gave him a TV wrestling challenge. They gave him like a TV tryout, like a dark match. And he fought Bret Hart and fought like the match of his life. And Bret Hart, him and Bret Hart, and tape traders are like, yo, like this has been a thing. Like we've all talked about the Tom McGee Bret Hart match because it was like a thing. Someone finally found it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they put it out, and
it was it that good of a match?
It was pretty good, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure Bret Hart carried him throughout the whole match.
No, like he held his own.
He was that good.
He held his own.
I gotta see this now. What's the reasoning behind him not?
No one knows.
That's bullshit.
See, that's the thing. Because,
that's bullshit.
Because they interview him.
If it's that good,
he hasn't been seen or heard from in 40 years.
How's he look?
Like he smoked a big fat bag of crack. He's all skinny and yeah. But he was humble, and he talks about it like, you know, he was very appreciative, and he did wrestle for them for a little while, but nothing on TV.
So there has to be a reason why he wasn't used.
He didn't. No one talks about it, though.
And I guarantee it was a fucking Hogan related issue. Hogan probably was intimidated by this fucking kid and was like, you know what? I don't see much in him, brother.
Shaylin says Bayley wins and Drew McIntyre. Those are good picks too.
That could also happen. This Money in the Bank can be unpredictable. You don't know what happens.
Game of Thrones too. Yeah, the finale. Me and Mike just talked about it on Ghetto Geek Squad.
Never seen it.
So yeah, but we'll watch it on the whatever.
I'm gonna watch it when it's all done. We're gonna just binge watch it.
You definitely would enjoy that.
I heard it's the
you definitely would enjoy it.
It's the porno version of Lord of the Rings,
dude. It's got sex and dragons and fucking violence, like gory violence.
I was talking to a grip today, and she told me that it was. She said, Game of Thrones is just titties and dragons. I'm like, titties and dragons.
Dude, titties and dragons. Think about that. Any nerd out there who's played Dungeons and Dragons in his mom's basement with his friends with Funyuns and fucking and Root Beer. Speaking of Root Beer, they opened up a Stewart's on Staten Island.
Yeah, yeah. I knew about
that. I had it last night.
Oh, yeah. I know about that.
Bro.
It's good?
I had a black cherry float.
I never had a float.
Oh, my God. So good.
I've never even had a milkshake either.
It brings all the boys to the yard.
Doesn't it now? Is that what Khalees said?
Exactly what she said. Exactly what she said.
Are her and Nas still together or they broke up long
ago? No, they broke up
a while ago.
Yeah,
that's
right. She had some cooking show on...
She did?
Yeah. Khalees moved out to like Cali. She's very...
She's a New York girl though, right?
Yeah, but she's like half Hispanic, half African American. I forget what...
She's fine looking.
Though. She's delicious looking. She moved out and she's got some kind of like fucking... She had some kind of like thing going on, but she had some cooking show.
Khalees, really?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. It was on Food Network for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see the Moolah thing yet, Shaylin, but the Dark Side of the Ring series was great.
I'm sure it's gonna be good.
The Brody one, they talk about giving it an award.
I still think
Gino Hernandez was better.
The best one I've seen so far. And the fact that they released possibly the fucking murderer, the name of the murderer, possibly, my mouth dropped open. I was like, no.
What up, Uptown Georgie? You missed the first hour of the show, but you know what? That's good okay. segue, sir. Stay tuned because we're going to take a quick break.
Oh, yeah.
And we got a kick-ass throwback for tonight. Gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. It's Phil. It's Choppy. Anime Mike's behind us playing some kind of video game from the 80s. We are live on Rant EM Radio. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to The Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love The Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
You know what this sounds like?
Sounds like a Coke being opened right
No, now? It sounds like an 80s porn, like Peter North should be dropping loads on Christy Canyon with this here in the background.
Wow.
Alright, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Rant EM Radio.
How inappropriate. I'm so offended.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
Of course not. Not racist.
Not at all.
We're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, rantemradio.com. Part of Shining Wizards Network, episode 305.
This is true.
This is true. That pizza looks delicious.
I think you look
delicious. No, Shaylin said the pizza looks delicious. But thank you, though.
I'm here for it.
I appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
All right. I don't know why my computer's all fucked up, but I can't play the Throwback of the Week clip right now, so we'll hang out for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till this fucking rainbow circle of death stops. It's time for an upgrade, man. I gotta get some new gear. Shit is crazy.
You need new gear.
I need new gear. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is up with this computer, man?
I don't know.
Look at this shit. I can't even deal. You enjoying that pizza?
Yeah.
Would you ever think about it for a second? What the fuck, man? I don't understand what's up with this thing. Let me try to close it and reopen it. Maybe that'll work. Let's see. Force quit. There we go. Let me try to open it again, see if that works. That'll work. I think it'll work anyway.
Mm-hmm.
As Choppy eats his pizza. What you got there? I got Game of Thrones Oreos at home. Rigorous. Got with my
very rigorous.
With my fucking goat milk, Mike.
Watch it.
If Choppy does his savage impression while eating pizza, I'll laugh my ass off. Sugar Shane said, "Fuck it, I can't play fuck it because my fucking soundboard won't jump up now." I hate fucking tech. Why does technology always not work for me, man? I do everything I could to get this shit up to snub.
It's okay.
I guess so.
It's okay.
You're out of your mind.
Where's my fucking throwback?
Yeah, we're going to get... I'm waiting for the soundboard, though. I want to play the sound to introduce it before we fucking... I don't know why this is not working.
Listen, if we run late, we run late. Fuck it.
I don't care about running late. I just want to play the sound. I guess we might not have to. I guess we can't... You know, I don't know. It's stupid.
I don't care.
Fucking stupid. Oh, man. Let me see here. Hold on. No. This is fucking retarded, man. I hate this fucking computer. God damn it.
Sounds like a you problem.
Sounds like a you problem.
No, sounds like an us problem, actually. It's a group effort.
Yeah, basically, you fucking dolt.
What'd you say?
You heard me, you shit dick.
Look at you, lexicon mister.
Yeah. All right.
The player of impact.
The player of impact. You know how your wife answered the phone today when I called her?
What'd she say?
She was, "What's up, Mr. Impact Player?"
That's great. What'd you think of that video of Kevin Hart making fun of fucking...
Oh my God, from the BBC? That was fucking
He's
rich.
He's like, don't put a culture on it.
Oh, man. Let's try it. I'm going to give another another minute or two. If it doesn't jack up, then fuck it. I don't care. We'll just do the throwback and call it a day.
Okay, sounds terrific.
Okay, terrific. It'll be all right. The ass of pain. That's you, buddy.
You want to know something? The Rivera of Shaolin.
The Rivera of Shaolin.
What?
We will travel down the avenue of forest.
How about Vanderbilt Avenue being called Wu-Tang Clan Ave now?
Shaolin Shadowboxing. And a Wu-Tang Sword Style.
Protect your neck, motherfucker.
Protect your neck, biatch. Alright. May the 7th, 1989, live from Nashville, Tennessee. Your hosts are Jim Ross and Bob Cottle.
With Lance Russell doing
With
interviews.
Lance Russell doing interviews. Rest in peace to all those guys.
No, Lance is still alive.
I thought both of those guys were dead.
No,
I know Bob Cottle's dead.
Bob Cottle's dead. I think Lance Russell's still alive.
I stand corrected then. This is Wrestle War 89. God, it's such a good time in wrestling, man. 89 was a good year for wrestling.
89 was a great year for Flair and Steamboat.
Oh, my God. So, let's talk about the opening match, Choppy.
Mm-hmm.
The debut, the pay-per-view debut of the man, the myth, the legend, the great Muta.
I thought you were going to say Doug Gilbert.
The Dark Patriot. He was the Dog Patriot.
Oh, my God.
That was Eddie Gilbert's brother.
I know. Why
in real
20-year-old
life.
Doug Gilbert gets a premier match with Great Muta. Muta fucked his ass up.
This is a pay-per-view debut of Muta. The fans are already seriously into him in the ring presence. We all know that. He's managed by the great Gary Hart. He does this cool thing where he spits the mist There's actually a variation of mists. Can I break them down for you, Choppy?
Of course.
Okay. So the green mist is discomfort and disorientation. It's like rubbing onions in your eye. The red is the burning, like hot sauce in your eyes. Mm-hmm. The black is a blinding mist, causes the victim to go blind.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And the yellow mist...
It's just piss.
No. is a paralyzing mist. That's the gimmick. And the blue puts your opponent to sleep.
What is this, an RPG? What the fuck is this?
Make an initiative roll?
What is this, a role-playing game? What, are we playing Final Fantasy over here? The blue one is this. The yellow one is piss. I mean, come on.
Warrior needs food badly.
Get me a rare candy. Give me a magic potion.
Yeah, I said red. It was burning. Yeah, this was fucked up, man.
Mm-hmm.
He beats up on Eddie Gilbert's brother, Doug.
What about Eddie coming out?
Yeah, so Eddie runs down for moral support to avoid the moonsault, and then the second attempt quickly polishes him off for 3 minutes and 16 seconds. So
what a squash.
Squash match, yep.
What a good squash match.
Anything with the great Uda is good. Anything.
I can't wait for him to get the belt from fucking Sting.
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 Sting. All right, next match was Ranger Ross's pay-per-view. I think it's pay-per-view debut. Did you know he had a tag team with Ron Simmons at this point?
Why?
Because Ron Simmons wasn't popular yet. They were from Georgia, that's why. All right, so Ranger Ross. There's an interesting story about Ranger Ross that I found out, all right? Just imagine Norman Smiley with a mean streak, basically. He was the NWA's version of Sergeant Slaughter at this point. Once wrestling had no more foreign boogeymen, Ross became obsolete and went into semi-retirement. He worked there until 1991, until he quit on bad terms, filed a discrimination lawsuit.
Probably because of Ole.
Yeah. Vince obviously didn't want a chance being sued until he quit on bad terms. He had very little interest at that point becoming a wrestler. He turned into a private investigator, and eventually to armed robbery. He turned himself into the authorities in 96. He served time. Went back to work for a local indie circuit for a decade. He retired last year. Anyway, Reed beats him with a missile shoulder block in 6 minutes.
Dude, I thought he killed him with that shoulder block. That shoulder block was immense, bro. I mean, okay. Butch Reed has to be at what? 270 at this point?
275 at least.
Oh, my God. I thought he killed him.
Did you see passes down? That was the last pay-per-view I watched at a bar.
Wow.
That's fucking rich. That is rich.
You mean Richie?
Anybody see Richie? Anybody see Richie? And they don't know why Richie did Bobby Lupo. Yeah. He killed Ranger Ross with the fucking shoulder.
Murder him.
Murder. We want murder.
Okay, forget about Mr. Hiro Matsuda. Was he was in the match, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yamasuki Corporation?
Yamasaki,
whatever.
You need a fucking great Muda in the Yamasaki.
No, he went join JTEX instead. And
fuck
we see the beginning of JTEX tonight. We'll get into that in a few minutes.
Tell me about it.
The bull rope match. Now, Choppy had a problem with this match. Choppy had a problem with the gimmick. Butch Reed was dope, actually. He was definitely. We spoke about that in length, Georgie and I, one time. Bob Orton making his comeback in NWA.
Past his prime already.
He was still good, though.
He was all right.
With Gary Hart. Good manager, though. Gary Hart talked him up, though.
Why would Gary Hart manage this?
Gary Hart destroyed... I wish I had the promo. He destroyed Dickie Murdoch. Dickie Murdoch, your father was an alcoholic.
Yeah, I know.
Gary Hart just tore up Dick Murdoch.
Oh, my God.
Captain Redneck. Choppy was offended.
I was offended. Could you imagine being called Captain Redneck in the middle of the South? And people are like, wow, that's offensive. That's like me going to Portugal in front of my people. And they're like, hell, do that little echo gimmick for the Fantastics.
Okay, hold on. Let's do that.
Hello?
Hold on.
Let's see if it works. Ah, here it is. Hailing from parts unknown. Weighing in an astonishingly mean 245 pounds.
Captain Gypsy!
He said Captain Gypsy. Holy shit.
Captain Gypsy. I mean, that's offensive. To my people, that's offensive.
My soundboard is not working.
Fuck your soundboard.
Anyway.
Fuck it.
So,
It was an okay match.
Yeah, Gary Hart helped Orton win the Clash match.
What about Gary Hart holding off the ref?
Yeah.
Dude!
So Murdoch wants revenge in the specialty match. Murdoch tried tying Orton up, dropping the elbow, pinning him at 104, clipped him at 454. After the match, Orton tries to lynch him.
Mm-hmm.
Like Choppy said, they were both of them very over the hill. Whatever. So
I'm sure that him and Teddy Long went to the same dentist, him and the Murdoch. No teeth.
Peanut dental.
Mm-hmm.
The Dynamic Dudes versus the Samoan SWAT team.
This match was amazing. Amazing, this match.
The Dudes were the former head of talent relations, People Power, Johnny Ace.
With my favorite ECW champion.
And former ECW malcontent heavyweight champion, the very first ECW heavyweight champion of the world, the pride of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Dean himself, the franchise, Shane Douglas. Mm. The Samoans are fought too, and Samu would go on to become Rikishi and Samu, son of Afa.
They go on to go to the WWF as the Head Shrinkers.
That's right. So Paulie gets on a mic and tells Ace he's useless as a woman from Nashville.
Yeah.
Can you believe he'd be working for him 15 years later?
That's true.
Okay, how about that? Ace powers out of the crab. Monkey flips Samu. Shane gets in for the hot tag. Cleans house. This was 2 years before ECW, by the way.
Can I point something out?
No, 3 years, I'm sorry. Yeah.
What about that spot where Johnny Ace jumps over Samu and then Rikishi hits him with a fucking super kick right to the fucking jaw?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I thought he killed him with that.
So Fatu hits the big super fly splash, but Johnny Ace saves him. Samu picks up Shane for the slam, but Ace missile drop kicks them.
Shane onto Rikishi.
Yeah, for the win. Ace and Shane get a bad rap for the gimmick, but they were really good wrestlers, like Choppy said.
Dude, can you? I just want to point something out about this match. You can see the greatness in Shane Douglas in this match. He did things in this match that you can see the charisma. You can see why Paul E. went with him, because he saw something in Shane.
Yeah, Shane, they did. They used the Halloween and theme.
Yeah. Shane Douglas is definitely, he was definitely the star of this tag team. You could see greatness. You could see the greatness in both, just in Shane himself, but let's point out the great mullets that Paul E. was having.
And Johnny Ace.
And Shane Douglas. Fantastic mullets.
Johnny Ace was, at that point, on his way to Japan, and he was a big deal over there.
In All Japan, he was.
All Japan, yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Who was his tag team partner?
Oh, who wasn't?
I know.
It was Stan Hansen.
He was with Stan Hansen?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's not a good combo.
What?
Him and Stan Hansen?
What, are you crazy?
I like Stan Hansen, but not with him.
Johnny Ace was a good fucking wrestler, dude.
Yeah, he's the one who came up with the fucking diamond cutter.
Ace Crusher. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well.
The Ace.
This was a fun match for me because I've been talking up the heel turn of Michael Hayes against Lex Luger forever.
This match was really good.
This was one of my favorite heel turns. Michael Hayes at this point was on his own in the NWA.
Correct.
Buddy Roberts was floating. Gordy was at that time getting in Japan with Dr. Death.
Yep.
Making the rounds, right? And Luger was super over at this point. He's probably the best face of the company next to Sting.
Mm-hmm.
Lex was the U.S. champion and then they were a tag team. And then Michael Hayes turned on him. So Hayes turns on Luger, hit him with the brass knuckles, sets up. Hayes stalls a lot earlier, but Luger catches up with him. Luger slaps him around, the whole big thing. Now, Hayes goes for a bulldog, right? But Luger tosses him through the air. This is for the U.S. Championship, by the way, if I didn't mention that. Luger pummels him again, hits a clothesline for the two. Luger goes for the press slam, considers tossing Hayes onto the floor, but that would be a DQ. This is 89, by the way. Okay? Instead, he slams him down and goes for the torture rack, which is the worst move in professional wrestling. Hayes slips out. hits a DDT.
By the way, that DDT spot?
Correct. Oh. We had a conversation, you and I, one of the best, and I said, and I mentioned Michael Hayes. I said, Michael Hayes, Jake Roberts, one of the best DDTs ever.
Here's my problem with his DDT. I saw his DDT one time in World Class, and I fucking hated it. Maybe because as the years progressed, he perfected it a little bit better.
Maybe.
Because I think him dropping the DDT and then his opponent pancaking was a better way of him doing the DDT. But my God, bro. When I saw that DDT, I jumped up off my seat because I was watching it during my lunch hour. I was like, yes, that's it! And then I thought he was going to get the belt right there. And mind you, people, I am not a fan of Lex Luger.
Neither am I.
And I'm not a fan of Michael Hayes. I was never a fan of the Freebirds, ever. I think Michael Hayes is serviceable as a
talent. He's not a great wrestler.
But in this match, he made Luger look like $1 million.
Yeah, he hits DDT, but he can't cover.
No,
they both collide. Ref bump. It's the 80s, by the way.
Correct.
Ref is down.
Was it Tommy Young?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here he comes.
Bam Bam.
Terry Bam Bam Gordy.
And I couldn't tell if it was Bam Bam or not. And all of a sudden I was like, wait, it is Terry Bam Bam.
Oh, yeah. You can't miss him. Runs down, shoves Hayes on top. Now, Hayes had just cut a promo recently saying, I don't need Terry. I don't need nobody. But he did. Terry Gordy runs down, shoves Hayes on top of Luger for the win.
And then kicks the boot off the ropes from Luger.
Gordy's interference would lead to a new formation of the Freebirds, but that wasn't nearly influential as the original. Luger would retain the title by squashing Hayes and lost all of his soul in the process. We know that. Becoming bitter and turning heel not far long after that. So
I was going to have to agree with Jim Ross on one thing about this match. I believe Michael Hayes was in the best shape of his life in this match. He looked really good. I mean,
and he was so good. If you guys watch the WCW Saturday Night, NWA Saturday Night shows leading up to this,
yeah.
After he turns heel, he winds up being color commentator with Jim Ross. So he gets to cut all the promos. He gets Hiro Matsuda as his manager.
Yes, Hiro was there as well. Yep.
So it's the Yamasugi Corporation, Amasaki, what it was called. It was him, Flair, Autistic Kendall, Barry, and Butch Reed.
Polish Power Barry Windham.
Polish Power Barry Windham.
He looked like a Polish woman with Down syndrome.
And Butch Reed, that was the Yamasaki Corporation.
If you go to fucking Greenpoint, Brooklyn, you see tons of Barry Windhams all over the place.
Greenpoint Barry.
Greenpoint Barry, that's the name of the episode! Oh, man. Greenpoint Barry, that's awesome.
The next match was for my favorite title of all time. The NWA television title.
This match was actually pretty good. I enjoyed it.
newly crowned champion Sting. He had just beaten Captain Mike Rotunda.
Against Iron Sheik, who's pushing 50 at this point.
Iron Sheik was pushing 50, and he had Rip Morgan as his flag bearer. Rip Morgan flag bearer for every foreign country. New Zealand, fucking Iran, Austria. He was a fucking nutbag. He was like a Dollar Tree version of Bruiser Brody.
Yeah,
Rip Morgan.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people gave this match a lot of shit, but it was a decent match considering the fact that Iron Sheik was not in his prime, and Sting was just. I love Surfer Sting.
Oh no, Surfer Sting was great. Oh. He was so over, man. The kids, all the if you see him go into the ring, all the kids' faces were painted.
Yeah, dude, he was so good. He was the it star of that era. I'm sorry, I mean
he was just about to burst, man.
He should have been champion in 88.
90. This was 89.
I know, but he should have won in 88 at Clash of Champions.
You know what? I'm going to disagree, and I'll tell you why.
Why? You don't think he was ready?
No.
Why not?
Because this is one of the guys that he didn't come from NWA, obviously.
UWF, obviously.
Yeah, he was with the First Family. And they brought him in like that. They groomed him, and I felt like they did it right. You know, he fought Flair to the draw. Then he teamed up with Eddie Gilbert and Rick Steiner. Then he won the TV title, and then he feuded with the fucking Road Warriors with Dusty that year when they did Dusty's
so
eye.
So you think that him progressing little by little, as opposed to being shoved down people's throats, that was the way of doing it? You know what? You're probably right about that.
No, I mean, he could have been. Listen, all for argument's sake, he could have been champion. Define, but
and you know what? If Magnum hadn't gotten hurt, could you imagine the feud those two would have had?
If Sting was a heel?
Imagine if Magnum had taken over Flair's spot.
Oh, as a heel?
As a heel.
And fantasy booking, we should do that. Yeah.
Forget that. Forget Magnum ever got into the accident.
All right, so you're saying, so Magnum beats Flair.
In 86, Starrcade.
In 86. So.
Is it 86 or 85?
No, it was 86.
86 Starrcade.
So then he beat, Dusty beat him in 86.
No, Dusty beat him in 87.
No, that was Ronnie Garvin. 87.
I thought it was 88. Okay, you're right. It's 87, then 86 was, yes, I'm sorry.
Right, so this would have been 80s, but yeah. So instead of Dusty, you're saying, would have been Magnum.
Magnum would have been.
And then Magnum keeps the belt and for 2 years and goes heel?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because people get, sorry, imagine Magnum as a 2-year champion, and then people start getting sick of him as being champion.
And have him turn on Lex as a team.
Yeah. And then Sting comes in as the new hot
commodity.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That might have worked.
Fantasy booking, fantasy warfare.
It might happen, people.
Let's book it. It's a 2-minute, 8-minute match. Two minutes, 8 seconds.
It wasn't terrible for the.
Sheiky Baby was Sheiky Baby, you know, and he was limited. He knew that.
Oh, fuck his ass! Make him humble.
Fucking stupid fucking soundboard.
Ugh. Video from Steve Corino. It just popped into my head.
Oh. The good Muslim people.
You're running the Hollywood.
Maccabee, you look at the promo.
Maccabee, you look at the promo. He's like, it was good.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, man. He was like, what did he say? If a good, great leader, Adolf Hitler, he give me the Iggy. He give me, take the jabroni Maccabee down with the camel clutch. Go to hell, Jew.
Go to hell, Jew.
You should have all died in World War II.
Back to you.
Can't believe he said that. What a, woo. And they say, I'm racist. Woo.
So Sting wins 2 minutes, 8 seconds with the Stinger Splash into the Scorpion Deathlock.
Yeah, that was it.
She tapped out instantaneously.
Could you imagine if Sheiky had won the belt?
She came out a couple of times on TV. He was calling out everybody. I'm calling out the Sting and the Lex Luger and the Ric Flair. He was Ricky Steamboat. He was calling everybody.
And him and Steamboat are actually really good friends. He trained Steamboat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're here.
Oh, man. What a match, dude. What a match.
You know, these guys fought each other about 1,000 times. Right,
and apparently Steamboat said that he had other matches that were 100 times better than this.
Yeah, Flair said that in his book too, though.
Could you imagine that? That they had better matches than this?
They had Broadways, apparently.
Than this? They're better than that?
All right, so you all know the setup by now, okay? So let's go through it again, so in case people who live under a rock and don't watch fucking good wrestling like we do, all right? Steamboat defeated Flair, one of the greatest matches of all time, as Choppy would say, probably one of the best matches he's ever seen, which is Chi-Town Rumble.
Yeah.
But under chaotic circumstances, because the ref got bumped, he beat him again 2 out of 3 falls at Clash of the Champions 6, which is one of my favorite matches of all time. But again, the win was tainted as the referee missed Flair's foot on the ropes. So we get one final rematch with a caveat. 3 former world champions at ringside to be judges. The great Lou Thesz, Pat O'Connor, and Terry Funk.
Terry Funk was so out of place in that judges bracket.
Your judges are at ringside to assure that if it goes to a draw, there's going to be a winner. It doesn't really make sense when you think about it, but the other two matches didn't go to draws either. What the match needed was a second referee. But the screw logic because of Terry Funk and that whole thing. So Flair does this into the corner with a chop. Referee Tommy Young even sells it, like, does one of those. You know, Tommy Young was the fucking greatest, by the way.
Tommy Young, probably number one referee in my book.
100%. Day trade chops, Flair falls, way to the floor. Flair stalls for a bit as Ricky Steamboat starts getting pissed. Gets back in, Ricky wins a test of strength, turned into an arm bar. Flair whips off, but gets the shoulder block and arm drag right back down to the arm bar again. That segues into a hammerlock, which Steamboat won one of the falls on one of my favorite matches. He won that with the hammerlock. This is like seeing one of those fucking intricate model cities being built like out of Legos, you know, back and forth, back and forth, mm-hmm. Right? The building blocks are so simple, but when you use them correctly, they can create something really fucking beautiful. So in fact, you can say that all these three matches, they're like all made out of fucking the same moves, just rearranged to create different works of art. You know what I'm saying? So they trade moves back and forth until Steamboat goes all the way to the top, onto the floor, totally misses a crossbody. I like how Lou Thesz is fucking scribbling down notes at this point, if you notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably fucking writing a fucking love note to his girlfriend.
He was probably like, I should be in this match.
Oh, he's probably writing down like his prescription for his fucking high blood pressure medicine.
And his diabetes.
His diabetes. He's scribbling notes, and if you know anything about Lou Thesz, you can bet he's actually taking notes, apparently, but he wasn't. Loves that kayfabe, man. Loves that kayfabe. Flair delivers a few chops to Ricky Steamboat, has a few words to the guy in the crowd. Flair always yells at people in the crowd. I like Flair and Bully Ray are the best at yelling at people in the crowds.
Sit down and shut up!
Yeah, you sit down and shut your mouth. He gets several two counts, hits a butterfly suplex for two. Steamboat tries another crossbody, but gets hot-shotted to the top rope. He's too married to that move, that crossbody, right?
That's his move, man.
But he's when you're married to it, it's killing him. So great spot now. Flair gets the two and then leans on Ricky's throat, arguing with the referee. Goes to the floor. Flair delivers a nice suplex. We get a second tally. What do you call it? Apparently it's 4-2 Steamboat from the judges. Flair tries to suplex Ricky back in the ring. Ricky reverses it to an O'Connor roll, ironically. Into a bit of history, but only Pat O'Connor himself will probably get that. Flair tries a crossbody, but they both get caught up in dramatic fashion. Back in, Steamboat catches Flair on top, slams him down. Double chicken wing, but Flair is in the ropes. Steamboat goes up. Flair rattles the ropes. Then Rick sends Ricky all the way to the floor, injuring his knee. And you know what happens then. It's time to go to school, baby. Hits the figure four leg lock.
By the way, I just want to point out that Bob Cottle was also taking notes every 15 minutes.
Yes. So now, Jim Ross, you know, is carrying on. This is the same guy who claims he had whatever, but anyway. Flair grabs Ricky's leg, just starts pounding away on the knee. He stops the woo! Takes an enziguri for it. Steamboat picks up Flair, slams him, but Flair does the hook and the leg way down, reverses to a small package, and wins at 31 minutes and 37 seconds.
Yes, he did.
Why is this match so great? Well, for starters, headlocks and chops just age well, despite what you might think, right? State of the art, 5 years from now, chops and headlocks are basic and not too malleable, so now it's like they fit anywhere, seeming conviction, whatever. Secondly, there are a number of small touches they added for the people who've seen a lot of historic matches. We all remember the small package reversal of body slam from WrestleMania 3, right? But who would recognize Steamboat getting a fucking near fall on the O'Connor roll?
Yep.
Right? Yeah. On top of that, you know, watch the speed with Ricky as he bounces off the ropes into the shoulder block.
And not even that, man. Think about this for a second, people. Ric Flair is 40 at this time already.
Yeah.
And he's going toe-to-toe with someone younger than him.
And more importantly, third, the intensity.
Yeah! The chops that Flair was throwing at Steamboat, my God, bro. You could hear him like a mile away from the ring. They were so loud and so stiff. People talk about how, you know, Benoit had some stiff chops. No, man. Ric Flair had some really stiff chops, man. Him and Steamboat? Like, what about Steamboat throwing, like, for every chop that Flair was throwing, Steamboat would hit him with, like, three more back at him. It was insane.
So the match ends.
Yep. Oh, boy.
And Ric Flair comes in the ring. Jim Ross does the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little lengthy, but well worth
it. It's more than worth it. You'll see.
This is what you get afterwards.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Ric Flair both competed in one of the greatest matches that any of us, I think, have ever witnessed. Champ, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Not in character for Ric Flair, but Rick Steamboat is the greatest champion I've ever faced, and I'm proud to be here for a sixth time.
Hey, Rick, I want to be the first to congratulate you on being the new world's champion.
Terry, thank you very much. We do appreciate the judges being here.
Hey, Rick, I also want to say that if it would have gone 60 minutes, that I would have liked to have, I would have voted for Ric Flair, because I think that you're the greatest wrestler in the world today.
Very nice. Thank you very much, Terry. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Terry.
You know, champ, it went past 35, 40 minutes. It was nip and tuck both.
It's actually 31 minutes.
I would also like to go ahead. And I'd also like to go ahead and
so awkward.
Be the first one to challenge Ric Flair to that new championship.
Well,
Terry, I'm honored that you'd like to get in the picture, but as the wrestling fans know, you've been an active, you've been in Hollywood Sylvester Stallone while I've been being the world champion. And we got a top 10. We got a top 10 that the world champion is obligated to wrestle. And that's why we are number one.
Wait a minute, Rick. Wait a minute. Are you really saying that I'm not a contender?
No, son, you're not.
What I'm saying, Terry, is that you are a great wrestler, but right now you're rubbing shoulders with Sylvester Stallone and not the world champion.
It's amazing.
I'm not good enough. You're saying that I'm not good enough, aren't you, Rick?
I'm not saying that at all, Terry.
Yes, you are.
Want me to look you in the eye and tell you that I got a problem with wrestling a guy that's been out in Hollywood for 5 years? It's the bottom line, bud. I'm looking at the top 10, and you're not in the top 10.
No, Rick. Rick.
Let me conclude this by saying thank you.
Oof. Why is this
loading? Loading.
That's not the internet. It's not my. It's not. It's definitely the internet. Hold on a second.
Hold on, guys. It's coming.
What the fuck is wrong with technology tonight, man?
Technology's fantastic tonight.
It has nothing to do with me. Like, this is bullshit.
Really? How many minutes?
Like, this is bullshit, man.
Dude, wasn't it loaded up already?
Yeah, of course. I had to load up for 2 hours.
Oh, my God. What the fuck, man? It's not an internet issue, then. If you had loaded up for 2 hours, what the fuck?
We're connected, definitely, to the internet. Let me do this. 4224. This is fucking bullshit, man.
Bear with us, people. Just bear with us.
Fuck, man. This is so... I hate doing this.
Listen, it's okay. You know why? Because it's going to be great.
Look, the fucking screen isn't even refreshing.
It could be that, you know, technology is just not being nice to us today. Let's try this again. What was it? 4224?
4224, yeah.
That's fine. Let's do it.
Bring it back up.
Hold now, on. If YouTube takes forever to load up, then it's probably the internet.
It's probably fucking YouTube or the internet.
Do me a favor.
Hold on. I got another YouTube up. Mm-hmm.
Bear with us, people. You know.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be Turnbuckle Throwbacks without some technical difficulties every now and then. Come on. What the fuck?
Now, I just brought up the same page on a different... I have Chrome and Safari up, and it's fucking doing...
What the fuck, man? But here's the funny thing. We're live, and it's still working properly live, but now the laptop's not picking up the internet now? What the fuck?
This is fucking bullshit.
Do me a favor. Click out of the internet on your laptop.
Okay, hold on. Let me close it. Okay.
Go to the Wi-Fi. Click on the Wi-Fi thing at the top of the.
Hold on, let me close the pages. Yeah.
Oh, the pinwheel of death. Click on that. Go to the one. Okay, let me see where you were looking. Oh, you're on 5G. Okay, so click out of that and click it back on.
All right, hold on.
Turn off the Wi-Fi and then turn it back on. And see what happens.
Okay, we do that.
Sometimes that's the issue. When you have so much goodies going on both computers, that's what happens. There you go.
Okay. Try it again.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Now go back.
Open this up.
Let's go, Google Chrome.
Wait a minute. Now another thing's open. Oh, hold on.
Chill. Yeah, talk nice to the computer.
Talk nice to it?
If you talk nice to technology.
Damn Jews taking over Hollywood and the internet.
And they call me a racist?
Ring that bell.
Oh, you Orientals, I tell you. I'm kidding.
This is fucked up, man. Like, I'm so pissed off right now.
It's okay, don't be pissed. Could be a whole hell of a lot worse.
Yeah, I guess so, but, like, I'm doing a fucking live show here.
It's okay.
Fucking cockbags.
could be a whole hell of a horse. Let's just put it up on your phone.
Hold on. This is what I'm going to do. Hold on. This is bullshit.
Let's see what happens.
Let's see. Wrestle War 89. Here we go.
Nothing outlasts energy.
Okay. This is what I'm going to do.
This is that. Oh, it works like that?
Energizer Ultimate Lithium. It's the number one longest lasting battery.
Shut up.
Quiet.
Okay, so 42-24. Okay, here we go. Blah, blah, blah. 42.
Here we go.
Are you kidding me right now? My phone, which is on... I'm not even on the internet on my phone.
Let me go to the backup.
This is bullshit, man.
Technology is not being our friend today, I swear.
Motherfucking jumper, man.
Hold on, buddy.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, jerk off. I'm going to reboot my fucking computer. The who's or what's is.
You do that, buddy. It's doing the pinwheel of death.
Fucking cockbags.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so bottom line, Flair winds up jumping, gets jumped by Terry Funk. That's what I was trying to play because now technology sucks a dick. And he pile drives Ric Flair on the fucking table.
Here you go.
Let me conclude this by saying thank you. I'm honored, everybody.
Oh, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's a different plug.
Please let me just say one more thing. I was just kidding you about going ahead and wanting to challenge you. I didn't want to really challenge you. I was just kidding you. So, Ed Gummit, let's go ahead.
That was beef. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Hey!
Attacking nature boy Ric Flair. This is totally uncalled for. He's taking him outside the rail. Terry Funk is a man enraged. Hammering Flair on the outside, out there in the front row of ringside. Flair in his moment of glory. Winning the championship for the sixth time.
Here comes people.
Flair has just wrestled almost 40 minutes. He's fatigued. And look at Funk slapping him in the face. This was Flair's moment. Oh my God. What? He's not going to pound drive on the table. No. He's got him up. Oh God. Flair. That just jammed out of his spine. Terry Funk has gone crazy.
He's yelling at Doug Dillinger at security. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of Wrestle War 89 with Terry Funk attacking Ric Flair after... Actually, not just attacking Ric Flair, attacking an exhausted Ric Flair. He fucking beat the shit out of that big-nosed world heavyweight champion. He says, I'm not a top contender. I'm not... Okay, we'll see. Fucking drops him with a pop.
So he puts out Ric Flair, you egg-sucking dog. That's right. Dusty Rhodes, you ain't nothing but an egg-sucking dog. He used to have a shirt that said that, too.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
He puts Flair out,
Flair, you know, puts Flair out of, like, wrestling, and Flair kayfabe in the old house.
He almost killed Flair and himself at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, he comes back and fights him in the I Quit match, which is pretty cool.
That I Quit match was really good.
You know, Terry Funk was still in shape, and he made a reference to Hollywood because he just got done doing
Over the Top
and Roadhouse.
That's right. He was with
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse.
Yes.
House. Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. Look at here, motherfucker. look at here, motherfucker.
Look at here. Very good pay-per-view.
No, it was really good.
I'm glad you picked this pay-per-view. This is a fucking amazing pay-per-view.
I can't believe it's 30 years old.
I can't believe I enjoyed a Lex Luger match.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Took my line. That's the end of WrestleWar 89, people. I mean, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, everybody should watch that just for the Flair and Steamboat match.
I actually, believe it or not, this is my second time watching WrestleWar 89. My first time, I think, was like last year.
Wow, that you never saw it before that?
You know why? Because this is what happened. Because before I got the network, I had seen the match with Flair and Steamboat from WrestleWar 89 on the Definitive Collection of Ric Flair that came out in 2003.
Correct.
I bought that because I was a huge Flair mark.
Gotcha.
So I saw in that DVD collection, I saw Flair and Barry Windham when Barry Windham was like a uber babyface. And
Greenpoint Barry?
Yeah, Greenpoint Barry.
That's the name of the episode.
Greenpoint Barry. And then
fucked up.
You go down, you go through Greenpoint, Brooklyn, all you see is a bunch of Barry Windhams. Every woman named Olga is Barry Windham. Vodka, it's good. That's good.
Country crock all day. Fucking maniacs.
So there was also a lot of other matches on it that were really good. Like Harley Race and Ric Flair from Starrcade was on there. The match between Triple H and Ric Flair from 2003 Monday Night Raw.
Oh, when Flair's in the locker room. You gotta come out. You gotta come correct.
You're gonna go. You're not going against Ric Flair, your lackey. You're going against the 60-Minute Man. Woo! And it was in Greenville, South Carolina. And he's like, and Ric Flair is not laying down in Greenville, South Carolina. Right. All right, it was such a good match. That's on there. And of course, the whole triple series. All three matches with Steamboat were on this pay-per-view.
It's Green Print. Yeah, Green Print. It's a Brooklyn thing.
Green Polish? What?
What? Who?
What? Who?
Greenpoint Barry.
It's not Ridge Wood. It's Ridge Polska.
Ridge Polska. Now it is. A little Krakow.
Now, yeah, it's Green Hipster. Green Hipster Point.
Fucking A. You ready to get the fuck out of here?
I mean, we still got a couple minutes. It's up to you.
I don't care. It's up to you.
Let's talk about, I know you and Anime Mike talked about it already.
What?
Thoughts on Robert Pattinson being cast as Batman.
Yeah, we talked about it already.
What do you think?
From the nose down, he looks good.
Listen.
Listen. What was that, Mike?
I heard terrible Batman. Listen.
Bedazzled Batman.
Bedazzled Batman. That's what Dr. Doolittle said, Lisa.
Listen. Remember when Batman 89 came out? Everyone was like, oh, Michael Keaton ain't shit. He's Mr. Mom and blah. What happened? Probably the greatest Batman ever made.
Let's not.
What, I said one of. Not the best. One of.
Say, cause
stop fucking mixing my words, fuckface, okay?
easy shit, dick. Relax. Easy, Killer Kowalski. What happened?
Did Michael Keaton surpass everyone's expectations as Batman, didn't he?
For the time, yes, because Tim Burton, we talked about this on the show.
Okay.
You should listen to Ghetto Geek Squad. It's going to be up tomorrow.
Yes, I will listen to it, okay?
Okay, good.
Remember when Heath Ledger was cast as Joker? How much of a shitstorm that caused?
Yeah, of course.
And then they released the photos of him as the Joker, and everyone was like, oh, it looks good. Became Oscar-nominated supporting actor for that role.
I like him.
Let's not have an opinion yet until the movie. You know how we were talking about how AEW hasn't dropped yet and everyone has an opinion about it? Let's wait until this movie drops, and then we'll have an opinion about it.
People are actually putting up petitions to get him.
Yeah, it's stupid!
Yeah.
They want Nicholas Holt, Beast, to play Batman as opposed to him. I like Nicholas Holt. But do I think he's Batman material? Who knows? I don't know. I'm not the judge of that. But let's just say, like I said, I've had instances where I thought like a role has been perfectly cast, and I've been wrong. Like, for example, Jared Leto as the Joker, I thought it was going to be a good deal. Terrible idea.
I don't like that movie that much.
Suicide Squad? It was pretty bad.
Yep.
So, let's just see what
happens. Oh, look, it works now.
Oh, fuck you! Hey, terrific. Jerk. I can't. I can't.
Okay, terrific.
You see, this is the bullshit. This is why we can't have nice things.
No, this is true.
So
this is so finish your thought.
So I think it's gonna be fine. We'll just see what happens. I mean, it's Matt Reeves, for Christ's sake. He's a good director. He knows what the fuck he's gonna do.
Yeah. Thank you, Georgie. Yankees win, Mets lose. Who cares? It's May. I'm really not that worried about it.
Sugar Shane said that Jack Nicholson stole the show. And, well, you got to keep in mind, Jack Nicholson was the star of the original Batman.
It was 1989.
Yeah, and Michael Keaton was the supporting actor. Michael Keaton, who's Batman, is a supporting actor to Jack Nicholson, the star of the actual movie, which is insane.
Yeah.
You are my number one.
Jack Palance, man. Rest in peace.
I love Bob. Bob was great.
Bob, Jack Palance.
Did you know I had Bob's action figure?
Yeah, he told me.
I had Bob's action figure back in the 89.
He came with the purple jacket?
Yes! Oh, my God. I love that figure. That's just
I had trading cards.
Trading cards were dope.
I had the whole set. I think I still have the whole set.
What about what's his name when Joker kills, what's his name, the boss, the guy who tried to kill
Jack
him?
Palance.
Jack Palance. Oh.
Yeah.
He was like, Jack, let's talk about this, Jack.
Jack, please. That's funny shit.
That's a great fucking movie.
Yeah, man.
And he's like, as you can see, I'm a lot happier now. Oh, man. Speaking of Joker, I saw the Joker trailer again, the one that came out a couple of months ago.
Yeah. Oh, with Joaquin Phoenix?
Oh, I want to see this movie so badly.
Yeah, October.
I can't wait. I really want to see this movie badly. Badly. Because I just love the way the movie's done. The way it was shot. It looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many movies I want to see.
I'm all ready for it, man. I already put in my time off from work. Every Thursday night I'm going.
Really? I just heard this today.
1989.
I heard this today.
Right?
It's a good song.
What else? Anything else?
I think you have nice tits.
Thanks, pal. They're like an A cup now.
That's what I'm here for, buddy.
Thanks, pal.
No problem, buddy.
You're filling out quite well.
Well, it's you're looking quite fit. That was for Rob. Oh, God. You're looking quite fit, Mr. Patterson.
Oh, fucking.
Who says that?
Mario did. Shout out to Mario, by the way.
Mario! You're looking quite fit.
Not Mario from the Barrio. Mario the Greek.
Who says that?
Mario
the Greek. The first Intercontinental Champion? You're looking quite fit, Mr.
Why would you say that? I was like, oh, Christ.
Oh, boy. I would have been like, Mr. Patterson, would you like to have a single bed with me?
Mr. Patterson, how do you say reach around in French-Canadian?
French-Canadian?
Mr. Patterson.
Mr. Patterson. I would have been like, Mr. Patterson, how do you say milky why in French Canadian? Azúcar con leche, maybe? I can't. What the fuck is wrong with us? Oh my God.
Wow.
What?
What?
Chuffy's a pain in the ass.
Oh, I can't breathe. What? Go to Green Point, Brooklyn, find a bunch of Barry.
Will you stop?
Where do we come up with this shit? Oh, God.
I can't take it.
Go find a bunch of Minka Wyndhams over there in Green Point, Brooklyn.
I'm over here now.
Oh, yeah, so...
Wow.
I can't.
I think we're done, dude. I think we're done for the night.
Oh my god, that shit was fucking hysterical. Oh god, that shit was so funny. Wow!
Wow!
Oh my god.
Oh, do you have a fuck you wrestler of the week? No, right?
No, it's Superstar Billy Graham.
Oh, every week.
Every week it's Billy Graham. He was...
The Lifetime Achievement Award. The fuck you wrestler of the of forever.
The Mook Achievement Award. The Mook Achievement Award goes to Billy Graham.
Wow, the Mook Achievement Award.
What is a mook? Mean streets. A fight starts over this four-letter term for a crude northeastern guy, though no one understands it. What is a mook?
Yo, Sticks, get that mook!
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, the only Asian in the whole fucking bar, and he's like, he calls Sticks. Good song.
Taking it back to 1989.
I was 5 years old.
Shut up.
You're old?
Almost 15. Chupa ass.
Chupa ass! God damn it! I love our fans.
Oh my god. What? This is what happens when we don't do a show. We come back like fucking like assholes.
Who could forget about Captain Gypsy? Captain Gypsy.
Fuck Lars Sullivan, racist motherfucker. That dude's a racist.
And he called me a racist.
No, he's really a racist.
He's really a racist.
That dude's a racist.
What a piece of shit he is.
Right?
And here's the funny thing. They're pushing him. Even though he said all those comments, like, you know.
I have no idea why they're doing it.
And they said that he went through mental therapy to get rid of that. Get that out of
his system. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I say to that.
Yeah, really. Take it on a hop, chump. All right.
That's like going through. That's like a gay dude going through like Christian camp just to make sure you get the gay out of it.
Jews for Jesus?
Yes. Oh my god, this is terrible.
TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, RantianRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You know all the social media.
ProWrestlingTees/TurnbuckleThrowbacks.
Yeah, go buy a shirt. Buy a Mook Tank shirt.
Oh my god.
Please buy a shirt. It helps me pay for my website.
Oh my god.
This website.
I can't.
Is he Brazilian or is he a gypsy?
He's definitely a gypsy.
Fucking right he is.
Oh.
Guys, we'll be back next week's... What?
What about Keith Lee taking out Cesar Bononi, the Brazilian mook?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he's Brazilian.
Oh, fuck.
He sucks.
He does.
If he was Portuguese, he would have been better.
They make good bread.
Yeah, they do, actually.
You guys have great bread.
We do.
You do.
I'm gonna see if I can get you some more.
Thanks, pal.
That's what I'm here for.
Ladies and gentlemen... We'll be back next week. Same bad time, same bad chance. Take care of yourselves.
Same bad time.
Take care of yourselves, each other. Avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Don't be a racist like Lars Sullivan. Please.
Don't be the multiple Barry Windhams in fucking Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Yeah. Please don't have that face.
That face. That Down syndrome look face. Where you look like a goddamn gargoyle. You look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, the movie. Oh, by the way, speaking of Disney.
Oh, Jesus, no. We're not done yet.
Disney Plus is getting... They're, you know how much they're charging, right?
No.
$6.99.
You're flipping a bill for that.
Oh, it's not cheap. I'll take care of that. I was going to share you.
That's what I'm here for.
That's what you're here for? I'm glad you're here for that.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
War Games, if you will.
It's the War Games, if you will.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.